Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean. Hello, campers. You are just in time as we begin hour number two, the Thursday edition, the penultimate workday of the week edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you here. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, which is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email, back functioning again, is now bob@1063.com. We set aside this time every week to talk to my pal Drew McKissick, who is the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Drew, welcome. Hope you're having a good week.
Good. Good to be with you, Bob. How's your week?
Not too bad, considering the infestation. You know, we used to, back in the days when cotton was king, we used to worry about boll weevils and those kinds of things. And now we have to worry about an infestation of Democrat presidential candidates tooling their way across the sacred ground of the Palmetto State and spreading their disinformation. You know, it's fascinating to watch them, Drew.
Yeah, they're everywhere, and like I said, they're spreading. And look, I mean, it's I have constantly said that it's a boon to us from a messaging standpoint, because with each passing week, the proposals get wilder and crazier and further out to the left, because they're all trying to jockey to get attention, and it helps us, sell conservatism and sell our Republican candidates by way of contrast. I mean, take, Beto O'Rourke, for instance, just within, I think, the last week.
Yes. Irish Bob O'Rourke. Right. Yeah.
He has decided that, it's a good thing to go ahead and admit what we all knew was true, that Democrats do actually want to grab our guns, and he's decided to start using four letter words and emphatically talking about how they're going to go grab your guns. And, now he's got Democrats running for cover, telling him shut up and quit telling the truth.
Can't have that.
It's getting them scared. So again, it helps us, communicate our message. So it's wonderful.
in looking at what is liable to be, I guess, part and parcel of the Democrat platform going into next year, what message are they going to send that's going to have the most appeal to voters here in the Palmetto State? Is it going to be killing babies after they're born? Is it going to be stripping us of the ability to fly on airplanes or use gas-powered vehicles and eliminate cow farts? Or is it going to be
cheeseburgers?
Oh, yeah, don't forget the cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers are going to be illegal.
Cheeseburgers,
right.
They're out of here. They got to go. Or is it going to be letting in more MS-13 gangsters with continuous open borders in perpetuity?
Yeah.
So, how can they fail with a platform like this?
I've only worked in politics in the state for 32 years, but I'm going to guess and say that that's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to resonate.
People that I know.
I don't think that's going to develop any traction with our voters either.
No. And again, it's going to make our candidates' jobs easier. But as crazy as it sounds, that is what they're proposing. And when you think even further down the line, you think about, what the platform itself ends up looking like. Well, it's going to be abortion right up until the moment of birth. I mean, we're going to have currently in the legislature, we're beginning to have a debate, especially over in the Senate now, over the heartbeat bill.
Yep.
Which would, eliminate abortions when a heartbeat is detectable,
mm-hmm.
which, common people can understand. You don't have a heartbeat, you're dead. You got a heartbeat, must be alive. So
right.
It's an easy bill to message. And it is going to come up most likely on the floor of the Senate for debate about the time all those jokers get done up in New Hampshire and start heading down to South Carolina with media, national media in tow. And I'm, you know, pretty confident they'll probably make a spectacle of themselves on the state house grounds, a virtue signal for all the Democratic, you know, fans out there and,
sure,
and primary voters. And again, that's going to make our job easier because they are so radical and they're moving further and faster to the left. And, you know, the fact that, you know, some Democrats in the Senate, you know, have begun to criticize O'Rourke for saying what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I think they recognize that this crowd is moving too far and too fast to the left and they're going to have a problem.
Let's talk about something else that is bubbling under, as I say, that is under the radar, but is still being discussed. And that is the fact that with the South Carolina GOP, as you announced recently, not having a Republican presidential primary, because the candidate is
correct,
our incumbent, that
correct,
leaves open the possibility of staging what somebody like Rush might call an Operation Chaos, and our returning the favor, which the Democrats have done for as many years as I can remember, that is crossing over into our primary and trying to throw a monkey wrench into the works. This time,
yeah,
Republicans have an opportunity to cross over into the South Carolina Democrat presidential primary and gum up the works there. And I keep hearing rumors that this is actually generating some traction.
Well, you know, I can't say that I've got any official plan. I think Rush called it Operation Chaos years ago, and
mm-hmm,
he was proposing that Republicans or conservatives do that.
Right.
But I've heard people in different county parties, you know, say that, you know, they may do that. They may tell their neighbors to do that. Fine. You know, now, of course,
well, it's a free country, right?
The real question becomes, which of the other 21 crazy candidates out there would any of them try to vote for?
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
right,
it's a big selection right now. I don't know.
Well, it is a tough decision. How do you pick the looniest of the loony?
Well, they're making it difficult, Bob.
They are. But at least it's multiple choice, Drew.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You
but,
know,
Biden is having problems now.
Yes,
Biden's
he
having
is.
Problems with Warren. Kamala Harris is all but falling behind Andrew Yang now, for goodness sake.
Right. The body
you know,
surfer.
So,
yeah.
It's starting to look like maybe a three-person race, but Biden needs to do well in South Carolina. He's not going to do well in Iowa because of Warren and Sanders.
Right.
And then up in New Hampshire, you've got Warren and Sanders. They're both from right next door states.
Yep.
Or relative to New Hampshire. And those are all extremely white states. South Carolina primary is about 60% African American in terms of turnout. Biden does better with the African Americans among primary voters. And so South Carolina is going to be the place he's going to have to make his stand. If he doesn't do well here, he's got big problems.
Yeah, he's pretty much done at that point. You know, it's curious to me, Drew, and we're talking with Drew McKissick, who's the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. It seems to me that there is a message, a quiet message, that's being delivered by the media, which, of course, is controlled by the left. And that is the level of critical stories that we're seeing about Biden. Every time he makes a misstep, which is essentially every campaign stop that he makes, you know, the other day he said, with one of his new plans, 720 million women in America would be returned to the workforce when our total population is only about 330 million. But setting that aside, the Washington Post today going after him with the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill hearing, and Biden has been
yep.
saying, oh, yeah, I believed Anita Hill the whole time, blah, blah, blah. And now people connected with Justice Thomas are saying, that's not what he said at the time. He was telling Clarence Thomas he was going to be confirmed and not to worry about it.
Yep.
It seems to
yep.
me that the power structure on the left is very fearful of Biden being the candidate, and they are trying to torpedo him in a way that
yeah.
unfortunately Biden is cooperating with by giving him the ammunition they need.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, he's been in D.C. a long time as a Democrat senator. He's got a record. And, you know, with the balance of power having moved that much further to the left, especially among the Democrat activists and
yeah.
donor base,
right?
that presents a big problem for him, and it makes him, you know, for some of the, look how, you know, animated these people will get about the smallest slights.
Sure.
The things that, you know, whether they get offended by, you know, anything at the drop of a hat. You know, he's got to walk on eggshells.
Yeah.
And, you know, they start digging around in his past votes, and he's got an even bigger problem.
Yeah, that's for sure, because the snowflakes will be running for their safe spaces and demanding Biden's head. It's going to be fascinating to follow. Drew McKissick, the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Drew, we appreciate your time each week.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be fun to follow between now and October and November of 2020.
Yes, sir. Take care, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You too, Drew. I hope you have a good one too, sir. 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours every day, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mac Show. 22 after 4 o'clock. Great to have you along in this. Nice break in the weather that we're getting for a couple of days anyway. I see first part of next week we're back in low 90s again, but we'll take it while we've got it. It is Talk Like a Pirate Day here on the Bobby Mac Show in on the text line. Bobby, Ira here in honor of Talk Like a Pirate Day. I am now spelling my name I-R-A. Okay. Bobby caught a bit of a rush today talking about Trump using the EPA on California and San Francisco in dealing with their out-of-control homeless population. It's a wonder cholera and other diseases transferred by all these folks and all the people defecating on sidewalks everywhere hasn't broken out all over. Bobby, apocalypses are sexy. The real world where we live is boring. Okay. Bobby, if those climate change zealots would just shut their mouths, world temperatures would cool by about 50 degrees. Bobby, let us not forget the thinning of the ozone layer. We are all going to burst into flames when we walk outside in the sunlight by now, if I recall correctly. Hey, Bobby, what's a pirate's favorite weapon? You know what a pirate's favorite weapon is, Miss Moneypenny?
I have no idea.
It's an AR-15.
That's just bad.
That is bad. To the phones we go. Bill is next up. He is in Malden. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, climate change is good because we're a little cooler today.
That's right.
But I know you had a climate change expert on a little while ago, and the climate change folks, if they think that change is not coming, they've got another thing. They have another thing coming. You go to the Sahara Desert, and you got seashells, right?
Right.
You go to Central Park.
Sure.
In New York, and there's big gouges on the rocks because there was a glacier 1 mile thick there about 10,000 years ago. And if they think that's not going to happen again, they're whistling Dixie.
Anybody ever visit, say, the Grand Canyon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Geez.
And, yes, and all those layers and layers and layers. Now, the scientists tell us that this world is 4.5 billion years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. The environmentalists should get together with the geologists, and the two of them could perhaps learn something about climate change and ocean recession and so on, because this happens on a regular basis.
Sure.
And we're all going to get wiped by 10,000 years from now. We're all going to be wiped out, scraped from the face of the earth.
Well, and they all want to make the false assumption of correlating weather and climate. And they are two different topics entirely. I mean, what we're experiencing right now is a change in the weather, a cooling trend, and it'll last for a few days. And then guess what? The weather will change again. Climate, of course, changes over eons, and weather changes hour by hour.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You're looking at too small of a microscopic picture of the change.
Yeah, as meteorologists like to say with a touch of irony about forecasting, a butterfly flaps its wings in the Amazon and it rains in Central Park. There are too many factors in there to compute. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call. Lou is along this afternoon. Lou is in Campobello. Hi, Lou. How's your Thursday?
My Thursday's great, Bobby. How about yours?
Yep, so far, so good.
On the 10th of this month, Bobby, I had the privilege and the honor of speaking up for the heartbeat bill in front of the Senate subcommittee. And let me tell you, it's sort of a bittersweet thing. The Republicans have the votes, if they want to push that through and pass that bill. The Democrats on the subcommittee that were present that day made it very, very clear they are for defeating the heartbeat bill. And it's actually really just defeating and deflating to know that the Republicans in this state, including my favorite Hugh Leatherman, probably will not vote for that heartbeat bill to make it to a vote. And I just, you know, the people of Florence, I hope they're looking and watching and understand exactly how that man will vote, because it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. And unfortunately, there are so many members of the legislature down there in Columbia that saw the sea change that was happening 20-plus years ago in South Carolina politics and recognized, hey, I'm not going to – the way things are going 20, 30 years ago, I'm never going to get elected again as a Democrat. Well, there's a prescription for that. I'll just change that D behind my name to an R, and I will get reelected, but my politics will remain the same, and I'll be a permanent rhino.
And it's evident if you go down there and invest the time to get involved. Like I said, it was a privilege and an honor to be able to speak for the heartbeat bill. But there are still people in this state that are so for abortion, and it's evident. And without all the Republicans, I think they're going to be able to filibuster the bill actually coming for a vote. And I think that with a supermajority like they have in the Senate, it's actually just discouraging.
Didn't Jefferson and Mr. Monroe and Mr. Madison in their writings point out the very first of those rights granted to us by God were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and life being first. They can talk to me all they want about a woman's right to choose. How about that baby's right to life?
And they talked about that. One of the Democratic senators said, I've heard choose, choose, choose. And he said, you know, the woman has the right to choose. But, you know, Bobby, I'll end with this. If three fox and two chickens have a right to vote on what's for dinner, you could almost bet poultry is going to be on the menu.
You bet. Every night.
What right did that have to choose?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. So, thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you, my friend. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is off today, and Evan is in the newsroom to bring you up to speed on what's going on. And I'm right back on the other side here on the Thursday edition. It is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And boy, if ever there was a pirate, you got one here.
Demented, vicious pirates, to be certain.
That's right, absolutely.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Dan.
Happen to have Fox News on in the studio today, and the Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, was meeting with lawmakers. I almost said lawbreakers. Well, one and the same. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill to talk about internet regulation. And one of those senators, one of the distinguished legislators who was just on Fox speaking about it, was Da'Nang Dick. You remember Da'Nang Dick? Dick Blumenthal, campaigning for the United States Senate, talking about his time in the military in Vietnam, when the closest that he got to Vietnam was Hartford, Connecticut.
Wrong.
Yeah, he's a trustworthy individual, all right. One other note on this climate change business. The great one, Mark Levin, was talking about this last night on his show, and I had it in the stack yesterday and didn't get to it. NBC News, you know, that distinguished news organization, NBC News. NBC News is asking Americans to confess their climate change sins. Though at least some people have taken the opportunity to troll the so-called news company, even those who care deeply about the planet's future can slip up now and then. NBC News has on their website, tell us, confess, where do you fall short in preventing climate change? Reads the introduction to NBC's Climate Confessions Project. It's scary, but we'll treat it as if it's amusing. Many of the responders appear to take the project seriously, naturally, like the ones you see in the commercials that are running for Tom Steyer. Oh, I'm a climate change voter. Yeah, me too. I'm a climate change voter. Now, one person confessed taking flights to see their son across the country. I fly to see my son on the West Coast, but I live on the East, reads the confession. Even while the Hollywood elites fly around in private jets and dump tons of CO2 into the atmosphere, I drive to work, even though the bus is almost as fast. I often feel I have good excuses, another person confessed. Another confession said, I wish I'd been born a vegan, and then maybe it would be easier. I can't seem to give up meat. Oh, you sinner, you. One person apparently used the project to tout their virtuousness rather than confess their climate sins. I love meat, but I love the earth more. Vegan for over 4 years now. Others appear to have taken the opportunity to troll NBC over the project. One entry reads, I require at least half a roll of toilet paper in the bathroom. Take that. Another wrote, I like my house to be 85 in the winter and 55 in the summer. Deal with it, hippies. One person wrote, I live on Earth where even if we achieve carbon neutrality in the first world, that's only 19.1% of the population. Apparently referencing that, meantime, India and China, amongst others, continue to pour CO2 into the atmosphere. Not that it makes any difference. CO2 is a trace gas of a trace gas. By the way, trees and your lawn love it. Read another entry. I don't do anything for the environment. I don't care. I'm eating bacon with breakfast this morning, and I'll have it again tomorrow. Bacon, bacon, bacon. One person submitted lyrics about loving plastic straws. I love plastic straws, and I cannot lie. As many as I can get before I die. Such straight soda with apple pie. Yes, sir, I'm the guy. Nice little limerick there. To the phones we go. Let's go to Anderson and bring in Ken here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I just had a question. I've heard you and different newscasters talk about the Gallivant's Ferry gathering down there with the Ford candidates.
Right.
Now, I only know one way to get to Myrtle Beach, and that's through Gallivant's Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pop out of that swamp, you got the old barn there on the right-hand side of the road, right up next to the road.
Right.
You got a gas station on the left and about three houses.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually attended the speech, and what were they?
That's a good question. I believe it was several hundred, and I believe that is on private property somewhere down there. So there is some loony lib that has some property down there who stages this thing.
That's a couple hundred people, and you have four notorious would be a good word.
Sure, that's as good as any.
Celebrity type people, and they could only draw 200 people.
Well, and I'm guessing at that number because I never saw an official attendance figure for it, and I'm basing my guesstimate on the video footage that I saw on newscasts there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it may have been more than that, but I mean, you know, how many lunatics are roaming around Gallivant's Ferry at that time that wanted to show up? Now there was free food, right?
That's barely enough people to feed the mosquitoes.
Yeah, just about, because down there they're big enough to carry you off.
Okay. I just wanted to know if there was an official count. I've heard the people coming in, but I hadn't heard any set figures on the other way.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll see if I can. Yeah, you bet, Ken. Thank you for the call. We'll see if we can find an official attendance number. I don't even know if they have one. In on the text line, Bobby, I confess, I eat a lot of beans. Okay, thanks for the warning. Hi, Bobby. Concerning climate change, Colossians 1:16-17 says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. God is sovereign. He holds all things together. My trust is in God, not in man." Well, see, but they don't want to have any mention of God. That's 180 degrees away from the progressive socialist Marxist agenda. See, the state will replace God. The state will provide all, you see. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Then we're right back on the other side here on Thursday on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, looking to see how many people attended the latest South Carolina Democrat stump event down in Gallivant's Ferry. And I list all the candidates here. Let's see. But I don't see a number, a guesstimate of the total attendance here as I scroll down through this. Yeah, well, who cares? not that big a deal. To the phones we go. Our world traveler, the official unofficial military affairs correspondent of the Bobby Mack Show, Colonel Ted, checks in this afternoon. He's been stranded like Murphy. He has been stranded. Only Colonel Ted is in Colorado. Colonel, welcome back. How you doing?
Well, I'm fine and making the best of a bad situation. I'm currently in line inside the Coors Brewery Museum, getting ready for the tour that I thought was going on Tuesday. And I did not know after Labor Day, they don't do them on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Uh-oh.
So I slept in my disabled SUV in the employee parking lot Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and they found a way to jump me last night and get me out of there.
Nice.
So I slept in my car in downtown Golden.
So you're no longer a vagrant then, right?
Well, I'm not sure. My car's dead again.
Oh, great.
I still have to get a jump to start heading east. I'm not going to go to the Air Force Academy now. I've got to get this thing back to Greenville and have the dealership, which will go unnamed,
right,
fix it so I can get back on the road next week.
You know, Colonel Ted, you're starting to remind me of Blanche DuBois in A Streetcar Named Desire, who famously said, "I have often depended on the kindness of strangers."
Boy, that's a line. I tell you, I have met so many interesting people that have been helpful that, it's been an experience I could write a book about. But real quick story about weathermen. And I think you might have heard this years ago, but
yeah,
it's worth repeating. My sons, when we, not long after we moved here, were in kindergarten or first, second grade, 2 years apart. But the oldest, I did not know how carefully they paid attention to the weathermen. You know, we'd be watching TV while the wife was fixing dinner and everything. And,
right.
The news, sports, and weather and stuff. Well, anyway, they'd be playing outside with their friends, and so they would know somehow what the temperature was. Then would come inside. Unbeknownst to me, we're comparing what they knew the temperature to be, what the weatherman was reporting it was.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing was, One time, the tour guide, I'm interrupting her spiel.
Oh.
One day we're sitting in there, and my oldest is watching the weather, and the weatherman had said what that day's weather was, and he knew what the weatherman had said the day before it was supposed to be.
Uh-oh.
And his comment was, "I think the weatherman needs more practice."
Oh, jeez.
I thought that was classic.
Well, you know, the old saying, Colonel Ted, is that practice makes perfect, but actually that saying should be perfect practice makes perfect. Otherwise, you're just repeating the same mistake over and over again.
Well, I know, and I often wonder how your weather meant while you were recovering was that.
That's right.
How they kept their jobs when they were wrong so much of the time.
You know, that is why, Colonel Ted, that is probably, this one being the exception, that was probably the best job that I ever had, because every
really?
2 weeks, just like clockwork, I got paid the same thing, even if my forecast had been wrong for 13 of the previous 14 days. And it was wonderful.
That kind of job, I'd have been in heaven to have that kind of job security.
Although there have been instances where you are forced to pay. I recall when Dave Brown, now the retired chief meteorologist for WMC-TV, Channel 5 in Memphis, did a forecast one day on the previous station. Before he was at Channel 5, he was at Channel 13 in Memphis. And he did a forecast where he said that the next day would be fine, partly cloudy, but, you know, minimal chance of rain, you know, like 10% chance of rain. So this,
yeah,
this guy has this brand-new convertible, and he's got it parked out somewhere, and the top is down. And you know what happens. Naturally, a cloud burst right over top of his brand-new car, and it flooded the interior. And he actually came looking for Dave Brown and was going to beat him up for having the forecast wrong.
It reminds me of the story I just told you about my open sunroof and dropping coffee cup through it the other day.
Yeah.
I still have to get a laugh about it.
Man. Well, Colonel Ted, thanks for your travelogue update. You're becoming the Jack Kerouac of the show on the road. Let us know how things work out. Holy cow, this is like the Odyssey, you know. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show has zipped on past. Hour number three is on the way. The 5 o'clock Follies is next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.